News Radio 570 WSYR is proud to participate in the Avis Cares program. When you rent from Avis, look for the Avis Cares Guide. It provides information on the operation of your car, local driving laws, and the place to turn for news and information, like News Radio 570 WSYR. With Avis Cares, the employees of Avis make you feel at home when you're on the road.
Avis happening now. You're hearing it now on Central New York's news and weather station, News Radio 570 WSYR, Syracuse.
Here is the News Radio 570 WSYR Weather Center forecast tonight. Snow will taper off to flurries and scattered snow showers, lows dropping back to the low to mid-teens. And on Sunday morning, sun giving way to thickening clouds with the chance of snow develop towards evening, highs in the low to mid-20s. Sunday night, cloudy skies with periods of snow with localized heavy lake effect snow, lows in the middle teens. Then on Monday, periods of snow and heavier lake effect snow, highs in the lower 20s. The five-day forecast, Tuesday and Wednesday, a chance for snow. With Central New York's most frequent weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Mike Silva, News Radio 570 WSYR.
Right now, a chilly 23 degrees in downtown Syracuse. Our next news comes up at 9 o'clock. I'm Aaron Brobeck, News Radio 570 WSYR.
News Radio 570 WSYR.
Welcome back. I'm Stan Freeberg. Time now for Have Gun, Will Travel. And here's a trivia question for you. Who wrote the title theme music for Have Gun, Will Travel? Who could forget the tense series of four-note brass and percussion bursts that set the tone for this great Western series? I'll have the answer for you right after this broadcast of Have Gun, Will Travel, titled Death of a Young Gunfighter, starring John Daner, from March 15th, 1959.
You don't have much choice left, mister. You can throw your gun away and they'll hang you. Or you can keep it and try to use it on me. Either way, you're going to die.
Have Gun, Will Travel. Starring Mr. John Daner as Paladin. San Francisco, 1875, the Carlton Hotel, headquarters of a man called Paladin.
You're drinking, Mr. Paladin. Hey, boy, bring me brandy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, Ed. Set it down.
Lisa.
Well, do you want me to read it to you?
Oh, I beg your pardon.
I should think so. Reading over a guest's shoulder is hardly the proper behavior for an Oriental gentleman.
You go?
Go where?
Well, newspaper say. Blood feud rages in New Mexico. 38 men already died. Job for you, Mr. Paladin?
Maybe so, hey boy. We'll see. Violence flared again in Wren-Seabree feud when Juan Carlos Morita killed James Seabree in a gunfight. Morita, a notorious killer, had hired his gun to the Wren faction.
Mr. Paladin make money. One side hire Morita's gun, other side hire Mr. Paladin's gun.
Hey boy, you sold me. Guess you better send a wire.
Yes, sir, Mr. Paladin. Right now.
If that
Dandruff dulls your hair, leaves your scalp itchy. Please listen. You can get rid of annoying dandruff so fast today, no one should suffer any longer. With Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo, unsightly dandruff's gone in 3 minutes. It's the quickest, easiest of all reading shampoos. Besides that, using Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep embarrassing dandruff away. Simply apply in the unique Fitch manner. Before you wet hair, rub in 1 minute. This way, Fitch shampoo penetrates right down to the scalp. Next, add water. Lather 1 minute to wash every trace of dandruff out of your hair. Then rinse 1 minute. All that loosened dandruff goes down the drain. In 3 minutes with Fitch, one rubbing, one lathering, one rinsing, dandruff's gone. And while removing dandruff, Fitch can also brighten hair up to 35%. To get rid of dandruff problems forever, brighten hair too, use Fitch regularly. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today, only 59 cents.
It was late afternoon when I rode into the New Mexico town, but the summer sun was still merciless, reflecting off the adobe buildings. The dirt street seemed almost deserted. The town was motionless, except for something that swung slowly from a jerry-built scaffold in the middle of the street. It was a hangman's noose, and beneath it lay the body of a dead man.
Raise him. I said get him off.
I never argue with a shotgun.
That's better. This him, Mr. Seabury?
We'd like you to look at him. No, he's not Marita. Let him put his hand down.
You, John Seabury?
That's right.
How long has that body been lying there?
We hung him this morning.
Who is it?
Marita's brother.
And Juan Marita is supposed to come for him. Is that it?
That's it, mister. Now, who are you?
Paladin.
You're late. Let's go inside.
I don't want the job.
You heard of Marita's reputation, mister? It scare you?
It doesn't scare me. I just don't want this job.
I've paid you $500 in advance. You'll give the money back, mister.
Gladly.
You're mighty squeamish for a man with a gun for hire. Marita has killed 9 human beings. To hunt an animal, a killer, you do whatever you have to.
So you leave the brother's body unburied until Marita comes. No thanks, Mr. Sebring. I understand that Marita is a cold-blooded killer. I know he killed your son in a gunfight. There was no contest. I came here to take him for you. But I buried the dead, Mr. Seabury. Good day, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
I'd like a room. My horse is outside.
All right, I'll take him to the livery. You staying long, mister?
Just the night. Can I get a bath?
Well, water's real scarce here, mister. You get a pitcher full, and you can do anything you want with it. It's real warm.
I know.
You the gunfighter?
I'm the man Seabury brought in.
Well, ready to kill 9 men, some say more. He needs dying.
Who are you?
Well, my name's Haskell, John Haskell.
You know Marita?
He was born here.
Beyond that, did you know him?
Well, he was a friend of mine. Used to be.
Now you want him dead.
I told you, mister. He needs dying.
The town was still quiet the next morning as I walked across the street to get my horse. One of Seabury's hands was dozing in a chair near the stable door, a shotgun in his lap. As I came out of the sunlight, he walked toward the stall. I had a feeling that someone was behind me in the shadows. And I was right.
Mister, is this your fight?
No, it isn't my fight. Are you Marita?
I am Juan Marita, and I would advise you stay inside.
out of the door like a panther. The man in the chair was dead before he could raise a shotgun. Marita caught Seabree's other man as he came lurching out of the street. Then came Mr. Seabree himself. Only this time it was different. Marita's shot only wounded.
I'll get you next time, Marita. I'll get you.
There will be no next time for you, John Seabree.
Marita!
I thought you said this was not your fight.
You don't kill a man that way.
Stay out of it.
You don't kill him when he's lying on the ground, when he can't reach his gun. I tried to get to him, but I was too late and I was too slow. Before I could draw, Marita swung his gun butt down on my head.
Say, right now, you may have something worth $1,000 to you under the hood of your car and may not even know it. Something worth $1,000 silver dollars. A regular filter check is important to today's cars. So important that Fram Corporation is offering $60,000 in cash to get you to check your filters now. Last year, in preparation for Fram's silver anniversary, 10,000 secretly numbered Fram filter cartridges were distributed all over the United States and installed during regular servicing. These filters are worth varying amounts from $1 to $1,000. You may have one in your own car and not even know it. A Fram filter worth 1,000 silver dollars. Check your oil filter and air filter now. If there's a specially numbered Fram filter in your car, you'll win up to 1,000 silver dollars, and your dealer will win the same amount. Get in on Fram's big silver treasure hunt. Check your filters now.
The trail I followed after Juan Morita was long, hot, and dry. The desert knows how to keep its secrets, and I had been riding for 3 weeks when I finally came to another small adobe town and went in to see the sheriff.
Something I can do for you, mister?
That depends. I'm looking for Juan Morita.
Oh, that's so.
You know him?
Yes, I know him.
By sight.
How long you been after him, mister?
About 3 weeks. Do you know where he is?
I know where he is.
What did he do, mister? Pay you to protect him, or are you just afraid?
How long has it been since you read a paper, mister? Go on, pick it up. Might learn something.
Amnesty. What amnesty?
Read it for yourself.
3 years of violence ended today when a general amnesty was declared in the bloody Ren Seabree feud in New Mexico. It's true?
Yeah, it's true. Well, read the rest of it.
The amnesty was called by Major General Thomas Hardy. The involved principals have laid down their arms and taken oaths to keep the peace. General Hardy said anyone breaking the amnesty would be summarily court-martialed and executed. Among those taking the oath was Juan Carlos Morita.
And you don't break the amnesty. It'd start the whole thing up again.
Where is he?
He's on his way home.
To Seabreeze Town?
That's right. Now, you better listen, mister. They mean it about this amnesty. You kill him, you hang. It had to stop somewhere. Let it lie. It's done.
Not quite. Almost, but not quite.
Mister, I know Morita. I respect him. He says he wants to hang up his gun. I believe him. Now give him his chance.
He'll have a chance. The small campfire was nearly out, but there were still embers. The long hunt was coming to an end. Juan Morita had been there. He couldn't be far away. In fact, at the moment, he was closer than I wanted him to be.
Your gun belt. Let it drop. Be quick. Now turn around so I can see your face. The man who was there with John Seabree.
I was there. That day when you shot a wounded man in cold blood.
John Seabree put a rope around my brother's neck. My brother was 18 years old. He did not even shave yet. And John Seabree let him lie dead in the street.
How many men did your brother kill?
Your 18-year-old brother, what do you sell his life for, Marita?
I do not want to kill you.
How many men, Marita?
I do not want to kill again. I do not even know you. I have no hate for you. How much are Sibri's people paying you? How much am I worth?
No charge. I want you for myself.
But why? I am nothing to you.
You should have made the first shot count. If you had killed Sibri with the first shot, I wouldn't have given you a second thought.
You had better stop thinking about me, mister. I am going now. If you follow me, I will kill your horse. Do not make me do that.
You'll have to kill me, too.
I could do that, mister.
Yes, I guess you could. His gun was pointed right at my belly. He could have killed me, but he didn't. He stood there, and he started to tremble. And then, very slowly, his gun hand dropped to his side.
No. No, I will not kill you. I will not kill again. I put my life in your hands. Here, I give you my gun. Mister, I give you $200, all I got. You take me home alive. Don't let anyone lay a gun on me until I get there. A man should die among his people. I will not wear a gun again.
Let's pause right here. More from Have Gun, Will Travel right after this.
Richard Diamond, private detective, gangbusters,
the adventures of the saints.
The preceding memories are brought to you by Radio Spirits, the leading supplier of classic radio programs and nostalgia merchandise. Hi, this is Fred Foley. For a free catalog listing thousands of classic radio programs available on cassettes and CDs, call toll-free 1-800-RADIO-48. That's 1-800-723-4648.
Friends, this is Larry King, alive and well. I've had open-heart surgery, and since then, to keep my cholesterol level low, I've followed a program that includes Garlic brand garlic tablets. I take one every day. Garlic has been proven to lower cholesterol levels by as much as 25 points. And odor-free garlic contains the highest level of active ingredients of all garlic tablets. So you only need one tablet a day, not the six required by other products. Garlic, as in unique, cholesterol's natural enemy. Use only as directed.
Now let's get back to Have Gun, Will Travel.
It was a long ride home for Marita. We had time to get to know each other in the silences and in the times when we talked. Let's rest the horses a minute.
All right. Paladin?
Yeah?
You think it is possible they will let me come back? You think they can let themselves forget?
I don't know, Marita. Some won't. Some may try, I don't know, but if it were me, I'd ride west. I wouldn't try to go back.
No. No, my people say a man is like a tree. You tear out his roots, he dies. No man wants to die. I have killed 12 men, Paladin. I remember the faces of each of them. I do not forget. You think I have a right to live?
You have a right to try.
A man speaks of death, but he is not sincere. I want to live. I want to get married. You think I'm crazy?
No, Maria. A little optimistic, maybe, but not crazy.
Maria, she's a woman with a tender spirit. I would give my eyes to know that I could grow old together with her. You will see her, fellow, and you will tell me she's not a woman to behold.
I'm sure she is.
I will not live a week. I will not wear a gun, and I will not live a week. I was an altar boy, and now I have killed 12 men. I cannot forget. And if I cannot, fellow, then can the others?
Then why go back?
To try.
Let's go. Marita was making a good try. It wasn't easy. There was sullenness and suspicion through the town the day we got back. The hangman's rig still stood in the middle of the street, and there was talk that it was waiting for Marita. But he kept his word. He didn't put on a gun. And on the night of the fiesta, it looked like he might make it.
You say, Paladin? You say, my Maria? I thought you she's a woman to behold.
You were right, Juan. She's lovely.
The senor is very kind.
And we will marry and we will have children and we will live together until we are old. Is that not so, Maria?
Oh, Juan.
It is so. I drink too much. I talk too much. This is for you, Paladin. You dance with my Maria. I will be back in a little bit.
It will be my pleasure. Maria?
Would you forgive me, Mr. Paladin, if I asked you to come outside with me for a moment? I would like a chance to talk with you.
Always the service of a pretty woman, Maria.
That's one. Tonight we drunk. Tonight we remember how much we used to love each other. I think you will remember tomorrow. If he's tired or angry, or thinks he must kill someone.
I don't speak for him, Maria. Do you love him?
A man like that, if you're a woman, he can kill you. I do not know if I love him anymore, Mr. Salovey. But I do not want to marry him.
And tell him so.
He has killed 12 men, senor. Do you know how simple it would be for him to kill another?
Who?
Another.
No. No more, Maria. The killing is finished. I believe him.
I'm going to marry someone else, Mr. Paladin. He's not a gun fighter. It is safe for him.
Tell one. He won't strap on a gun. He won't kill this man.
And if he tries?
If he tries, I won't let him.
What is this you will not let someone do, Paladin?
I won't let you put on a gun, Maria.
I get my word. Why should I break it?
I don't think you will.
But, Mari, she thinks I will, daddy. Why, Mari? Why?
One.
It is said, Paladin, that only a fool stands between lovers. Why, Mari?
I cannot marry you, Juan.
But I love you.
It is too late. Too much has changed. You have changed.
Another. There is another. While I was away. Who is it, Maria?
I love him, Juan.
I believe you. Tell me his name.
Do not kill him.
His name.
You know my name, Juan.
I know your name, John Haskell. I called you friend. Do you have a gun, friend? I own one in the street tonight.
Morita?
Do not make me come after you, Haskell. Die big, friend. Maybe she will cry for you.
Morita, you gave me your word.
Maria, she gave me her word too, Mr. Paladin.
Let's break right here. More from Have Gun, Will Travel in a moment.
WSYR knows that you're busy partying like it's 1999, and we don't want you to forget the last step in your party cleanup plan. Take all the bottles and cans you have, put them in a bag, and bring them to Peter's Groceries. Because at Peter's Groceries, you can donate your deposit money to the care program at University Hospital to help fight child abuse. So maintain the spirit of giving. Donate your bottle return money to the effort and end abuse. It's sponsored by Coca-Cola, Hyperion Communications, and Peter's Groceries, and wholeheartedly supported by the News and Weather Station, News Radio 570 WSYR.
The following ad wasn't tested for effectiveness. It wasn't tested in front of consumers in rooms with two-way mirrors. We don't even mention our name in the first 7 seconds. Oh, by the way, we're Dish Network, digital satellite TV. We didn't feel the need to test this ad because we're about to use a word you can't ignore. Free. I'll pause while you veer your car back onto the highway. Free as in now you can get a complete Dish Network satellite system, including dish and receiver, for the low, low price of nothing, after rebate. You've probably heard the word free used in tandem with car wash or smoked cheese, but we're using it with a digital satellite TV system, with more channels and more movies. We realize this ad isn't entertaining, but we guarantee it'll get the job done. Call us at 1-888-399-DISH. Call 1-888-399-DISH and make this ad effective, impactful, and maybe even efficacious. Dish Network. More TV, less money.
See your local Sears or other fine retailers today. Free system after rebate. Promotion requires 1 year of programming services agreement. Cancellation penalties apply. Offer expires March 31st. All prices and packages subject to change without notice. Additional restrictions, sales tax, and $99 installation may apply. Void where prohibited.
Every day I wake up, pour myself a cup. Love that rich soldier's aroma. The best part only can I. It's the do-up-do-up-do-up-do. I'm not gonna roll my always. Coming on, all the best time. your cup. It's fun waking up. It's fun in your cup.
Every business day, ServiceMaster gives birth to a new business owner. For over 50 years, we've helped franchises grow up to become strong, healthy businesses. Where else could you have a Fortune 500 parent with family names like Terminex, True Green Kemlon, and Merry Maids? Our latest bundle of joy is Furniture Medic. With a modest initial investment and manageable overheads, this market-leading furniture repair and restoration service combines patented technology with complete training and support. If business ownership feels right to you, there's no better time than now. Franchise fees range from the mid to upper teens plus working capital, with financing available to qualified candidates. Furniture Medic is available nationwide. For local service or to learn about opportunities in your area, call 1-800-WE-SERVE. Each day, ServiceMaster gives birth to a new business owner. Hit the ground running with Furniture Medic. Call 1-800-WE-SERVE.
News Radio 570 WSYR.
Now the conclusion to Have Gun, Will Travel.
And so it was not over after all. There was to be another shooting in another dusty street, and it could only come out one way. Man doesn't learn much about gunfighting working behind a hotel desk, but Haskell wouldn't hide. He came outside the hotel wearing his gun belt awkwardly. Morita's shot caught him in the shoulder. Then it was up to me. After all, I'd also given my word.
Follow him. Do not stand in front of him.
You're not going to shoot him again, Morita.
Do not make me kill you. You're not good enough to fight me.
We'll see.
I said it. This is a long time ago. I do not wish to kill you.
You have a choice, Morita. You can throw away a gun, and they'll hang you for breaking the amnesty. Or you can fight me.
I will not hang.
He lay there in the street, in the shadow of the hangman's rig. Juan Morita had tried, but he couldn't live without his gun. At least he didn't hang.
Mr. Paladin? Hey, boy, bring you brandy.
Oh, thanks. Set it down.
Mr. Paladin? You want hey, boy, to read paper with you? Find job for you like the last time?
No, hey, boy. Not like last time.
Oh, by, Mr. Paladin, big hero. Stop you, kill big killer.
No. You're not a hero if you kill a man who wanted you to do it.
What Mr. Paladin mean?
Never mind. Just get me another drink. By Herb Meadow and Sam Rolfe, is produced and directed by Norman McDonnell and stars John Daner as Paladin with Ben Wright as Hayboy. Tonight's story was written by Julian Fink and adapted for radio by Marion Clark. Featured in the cast were Harry Bartell, Lillian Byeth, Clark Gordon, Lawrence Dopkin, and Barney Phillips. Hugh Douglas speaking. Join us again next week for Have Gun, Will Travel.
Have Gun, Will Travel, starring John Daner in Death of a Young Gunfighter, as originally broadcast March 15th, 1959. And now for the answer to our Have Gun, Will Travel trivia question. Who wrote the title theme music for this series? Well, if you said Bernard Herrmann, you're right. Herrmann had conducted the music for Orson Welles' Mercury Theater on the Air shows, including the infamous War of the Worlds broadcast, and was a top Hollywood composer, scoring Citizen Kane, The Day the Earth Stood Still, and Psycho. Bernard Herrmann's wife, Lucille Fletcher, wrote Sorry, Wrong Number, and many other mystery classics. I'm Stan Freeberg. Stay tuned. I'll tell you what's on our next show right after this.
I'm Jeffrey Lyons, here to tell you about a great two-hour audio cassette featuring radio adaptations of two Hitchcock classics, 39 Steps and Spellbound, a radio movie classics double feature.
All right, on your feet now.
I'm going to stay right here.
Are you forgetting I murdered a woman? Well?
I'll go.
These 2 one-hour radio adaptations, as originally broadcast from the Lux Radio Theater, are not soundtracks from the movie, but fully dramatized radio adaptations produced for the ears, so you'll enjoy them while driving, exercising, or whatever. This audio cassette double feature stars Robert Montgomery, Ida Lupino, and Joseph Cotten, and it's available for just $12.95 or $6 shipping and handling. Call now and we'll include a catalog listing thousands of other great old-time radio broadcasts, plus a coupon for a free hour-long cassette of your choice. Have your MasterCard, Visa, or Discover card handy and call 1-800-RADIO-48. That's 1-800-723-4648.
Good morning, I'm Rob Enlege. Now, it may not be morning there, but with all my traveling, it's often morning for me when it's maybe night time for you. And for a good night's sleep, I rely on drug-free Melatonix, a dietary supplement from SunSource. As we age, our bodies produce less of the melatonin we need to maintain a natural sleep cycle. Melatonix replenishes that melatonin and releases it gradually, the way our bodies do. So I get a restful night's sleep no matter where. For your good mornings, remember, it's more than melatonin, it's Melatonix.
Okay, next time, Dick Colmar stars as smart aleck detective Boston Blackie in The Peters Mix-Up from February 4th, 1947. And then it's part one of Father Knows Best, starring, of course, Robert Young from March 19th, 1953. And don't forget to check out the When Radio Was webpage at whenradiowas.com. When Radio Was is produced by Carl Amari, Roger Wolski, Paul Patch, and Terry Jennings for Radio Spirits and Dick Brescia Associates. Well, I'm off for now, friend. I hope you had fun. Until next time, this is Stan Freeberg saying thanks for tuning in.
If it's happening now, you're hearing it now. Central New York's local news leader, News Radio 570 WSYR, Syracuse.